Hi everyone, Patrick Delahanty here for AnimeCons TV, and I'm here at SAC Anime Winter 2017. It's held at the Sacramento Convention Center in Sacramento, California. It's usually the first weekend of January every year. They also do it on Labor Day weekend. They do a summer edition. I've reported on the winter edition since 2014, and Shannon Morse and I reported on the summer edition last year. This is my fourth winter edition report, my fifth SAC Anime report overall. And you know, as I was driving up here in the rain, which is unusual for California, I was thinking, what am I going to say? Because this is the fifth SAC Anime report I've done, and it's usually pretty much the same. And actually, this year's no exception to that. There's a few minor differences. One is the dealers from space. Last winter they had the entire thing, and they had the Falling Skies people over on the side. This year they've got the wall up, and so the space is cut off. It's about the same size room as they had in the summer edition. So the other space is used for a home show right now. So if you're in the market for a tractor or a hot tub, you can get in there for free with your SAC Anime badge. But it's a very sad sight because there's not many people there. There was when I went through a little while ago, there was probably 10 attendees, and all the vendors were just sitting there at their booths looking really sad and disappointed. But that's no fault of SAC Anime, because that has nothing to do with SAC Anime. It's just weird to have a home show there, and I wish SAC Anime had all the space here. Because it's crowded. There's a ton of people here. I don't know if it's because it's raining and they had nothing better to do and they came here. The rain certainly didn't keep anybody away. And so the halls are crowded, the panels are pretty full, and there's a lot of people in the dealer's room here walking through. You can still walk through most places. I went by outside main events and it was absolutely packed. There's a line for something. There was a big event there, and they were blocking the hall. You could not walk through. And I'm pretty sure that's a fire code violation. So, as far as I could tell, there was no line management there at all. Nobody was telling people to at least keep half the hallway clear. There was a little line where people could walk through to the stairs, and then it would stop. So you literally could not get through. It didn't help that on the stairs, people were taking cosplay photos. So that took up a huge amount of space. They need some staff to just be going around and check for stuff like that, because that should not happen. That's a fire code violation, and you can get in big trouble for that. See, other stuff, because it's raining, they normally have some cosplay photo shoots outside. This year they were doing them inside. And this is more just organized by the cosplayers themselves. And so it's at the top level, at the top of the escalators. It's a big hangout area. A lot of people just sitting there, and others in the corner were taking photos. Some people braved the weather and went outside. They have a lot of guests here. Seems to be a focus this year on Beauty and the Beast. They have the voice actors for the Beast. The Beauty, Belle, Gaston, and Chip. They also have some video game and anime voice actors, Vic Mignogna, J. Michael Tatum, Nolan North, Kerry Payton. I can't name all the guests. They have a lot of guests here. Last year they had the Falling Skies actors, and I see that they've returned more to animation this year, so that's good that they're kind of staying a little more focused. We got Ashley Birch, Charles Martinet, David Eddings, Damian Clark, Bryce Papenburg, Jeremy Lee, Sandra Lee Morris, David Vincent, so lots of voice actors to choose from. And they have some long lines for their autographs, too. Some of these are pay autographs, some they're free. They've got a bunch of Power Rangers here. They're doing autographs on the other end of this hall. Some are doing it upstairs. That's where the VIP autographs are. Again, we mentioned this in our summer review, that they were doing the free autographs up there, and this is for VIP. I don't know if this is still VIP. They didn't kick me out when I walked through this year. But they're doing VIP upstairs, I think, which is, upstairs should be VIP. Keep this down here, where there's more space, to the free ones. That's what I think. So yeah, a whole bunch of guests. See, they get Five Nights at Freddy actors. They've got, oh man, lots of Disney ones. But yeah, lots of guests, and they're all doing panels of various kinds and autograph signings. So you can check those out. Most of the guest panels are in the featured event room. There's a few panel rooms. They have two panel rooms and just two panel rooms. Last year they had a workshop room. I don't actually see that here. So it seems like they've actually reduced the amount of panel and workshop space, which is too bad. Because I went and I counted the number of panels, and not counting the guest panels, which are usually held in a larger room, for the fan-run panels, there were 30 across 3 days in two rooms. That's really not much. But of those 30, 12 of them were Ask a Character panels. So that's under 50%, which is a change from the 58% they had last winter, which was ridiculous. You don't want 58% Ask a Character panels. And even 12 out of 30 is insane. Too many of these. Those are the panels where the fans go and pretend to be the characters and answer questions, and it's usually their friends that are in the audience. Also announcements. Mentioned this last year. They do announcements a lot here, and it's crazy. I don't know why so many people are getting lost, and they've been doing all these, somebody won a prize, whatever. The announcements get really annoying. Anyway, back to the panels. Out of the 30, only 3 were cosplay related. I guess that's because nobody cosplays. Yeah, that's crazy. 3, like 10%. It should be a lot more cosplay panels, a lot fewer Ask a Character panels, and just more variety in general. I mean, I will give them props. Last year, there were no art panels. I think there's one this year. And there was, like, maybe there was one cosplay panel, and that was body painting, if that even counts. So, slight improvement, but cut out some of those Ask a Character panels and fill up the panel room space with fan panels. And if you're not getting people to run the fan panels, go out and find them. Don't wait for them to come to you. Ask some people who've run panels in the past that want to come back. So, yeah, the panel programming, I think, was actually a little lacking, and I would love to see it improved. There's no reason that this can't be fixed. And honestly, I was kind of a little bored, because the Ask a Character panels do not interest me at all. And yeah, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to wander. So I wandered around the dealer's room. I've seen everything about twice now. There's also an artist alley with a lot of great artists. And I had time to check them out. Now, across the street in about 45 minutes is the Cosplay Masquerade. It's at the same venue they used in the spring, which, I forget the name of it, it's the Memorial Auditorium. And so I'm looking forward to that, and we're going to have the entire masquerade recording online on AnimeCons.tv, so look for that. We've got some previous years of SAC Anime too. And if it's anything like it was before, there's a lot of great costumes, and they do put on a really good show for the masquerade. And the venue, I love that venue. And we'll see if they improve the seating, because last year they had one line coming in, and instead of splitting it, some people go to the left side, some people go to the right, they had everybody go single file to where the open seats were instead of filtering them in. And so seating took forever, and I hope that they heard my report and they fixed this. We'll see.
So just a quick update. The Masquerade just let out. They didn't do the same seating they did in the summer. They actually did it free-for-all, so anybody could sit where they wanted. And as a result, everybody was seated in less than 15 minutes. So that was great. The show started like 7 minutes late, so not too bad. And ran for about an hour, then had the karaoke winners come on, do some karaoke, and announce the winners. So short and sweet. It improved over last time, although the attendance was lower, so that might have something to do with why the Masquerade was seated in faster. But just wanted to throw that in there. It was a great Masquerade, and be sure to check it out on animecons.tv. We have the whole thing, including the awards. Some really good acts there, so definitely go check that out.
Anyway, yeah, I'm not sure what else there is to say about Sac Anime that I haven't said in any of my previous four reports. I mean, it's downtown Sacramento, so there's plenty of options for places to eat. There's a subway. There's actually places in the convention center. And actually, there's a trick I learned. If you don't want to wait in line, go over to the home show. And there's a concession stand there. No lines, because there's nobody at the home show. But if you go right outside the home show to the Starbucks or the pizza place, huge line. So if you want some food, go to the home show. And maybe there's some vendors there with free samples. I know there's a taser guy. But I wish I could try the hot tubs. I want a hot tub. So let's see. They also have a tabletop and CCG gaming area. A couple rooms for that. So, and there's video gaming over at the Sheraton, karaoke. They have a swap meet on Friday, which is a good time to get rid of a lot of stuff. Photo ops. Yeah, you can get pictures with a lot of the guests, too. The photo prices range from $150 down to about $40. So it depends on who the guest is. Some of these say TBA, so maybe they're more, maybe they're less, don't know. And so that's Sac Anime in a nutshell. I encourage you guys to go check out our previous Sac Anime reports, and I'll link to those in the show notes so you can find them easy. And also check out a recording of the Masquerade, and we'll have that edited and posted in the following week, because this report's going out on Monday, so sometime after that we'll have the Masquerade out. Probably like Wednesday, Thursday, maybe. Another announcement. Delia, where are you? Monet. Okay. Well, the party's waiting, so.
Julia, okay.
Okay, come on.
Please make your way over to the right here.
All right, her party's waiting. They have video rooms too, so. If you're interested in checking out Sac Anime, their next con is Labor Day weekend, September 1st through 3rd, 2017, at the Sacramento Convention Center. You can check it out at sacanime.com. Register online, save a little money in advance. Reserve a hotel as soon as you can, because they fill up early, and you'd have to book a hotel room somewhere else, which is probably more expensive. So, yeah, if you're in the North Bay, you might want to check out Sac Anime if you haven't been yet. If you have been, well, then you know what Sac Anime is all about. It hasn't really changed. If you were at Sac Anime, we would love to hear from you. Write to us at podcast@animecons.tv or call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. We'd love to hear what you think, and we'll play it on our next feedback episode, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. So I'm going to go check out more of this con and then head over to the Masquerade. See you next time.